When abuse has occurred, Christians sometimes feel pressured to move too quickly toward reconciliation. They may hear inner sentences such as, "A good Christian should forgive and go back. If I set a boundary, I am being bitter. If I tell the truth, I will destroy the family. If I do not trust again immediately, my faith must be weak." These statements confuse forgiveness, trust, reconciliation, and safety. They are related, but they are not the same. Forgiveness is releasing personal vengeance to God and refusing to make hatred your master. Forgiveness can be a process. It does not require pretending the harm was small. It does not erase consequences. It does not require immediate contact. Trust is earned through consistent truthfulness, responsibility, changed behavior, and time. Trust should not be demanded by the person who broke it. Reconciliation is the restoration of a relationship. Healthy reconciliation requires truth, repentance, accountability, wise boundaries, and sufficient safety. One person can choose forgiveness, but one person cannot create reconciliation alone. Safety means taking reasonable steps to protect life, health, freedom, and well-being. Safety is not revenge. A boundary is not automatically hatred. Distance is not automatically disobedience. In some situations, no contact, supervised contact, legal protection, professional guidance, or permanent separation may be necessary. Romans 12 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." The words, "if it is possible," matter. Scripture does not command you to manufacture peace by denying truth or remaining available for continued harm. Jesus taught forgiveness, but he also exposed wrongdoing. He sometimes withdrew from danger. He did not entrust himself to everyone. Biblical love rejoices with the truth. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness. A safety-aware inner conversation may sound like this. I can surrender vengeance without surrendering wisdom. I can forgive without pretending trust has been rebuilt. I can desire redemption without placing myself back into danger. I can set a boundary without calling hatred love or calling love hatred. God can work in another person's life without using my unprotected access as the method. This is also why private confrontation is not always wise. Advice such as, "just meet alone and work it out," can be dangerous when there has been violence, coercion, stalking, threats, sexual abuse, child abuse, or severe control. Seek qualified guidance and follow applicable reporting duties, court orders, and safety procedures. You are not responsible to diagnose the person who harmed you. You are not responsible to force a confession. You are not responsible to rescue an unsafe relationship by yourself. You are responsible for the next faithful step available to you. That step may include prayer, honest documentation, a boundary, pastoral support, professional counseling, an abuse advocate, medical care, legal guidance, or emergency help. Choose support that understands both Christian faith and abuse safety. Truth comes before healthy reconciliation. Safety is not the enemy of grace. Boundaries can serve love by refusing to cooperate with harm. The goal is not revenge. The goal is to walk in truth, wisdom, and Christ-centered freedom.